Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning the call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person
Yes.
who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am. Aisha Knox.
All right, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to file my unemployment online, but it told me an error after I filled out all the, like direct deposit information and just starting out. It told me error.
Okay. What's your social security number?
416-06-9001.
Okay, that was 416-06-9001.
Correct.
And what was your name one more time?
Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, Knox, K-N-O-X.
All right, and can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Driver's license number 6603877, mother's maiden name Parker, my name Aisha Knox. Did I do that right?
And your date of birth?
Yeah, 8/17/78.
And for your mother's maiden name, is there any other name that you might have listed?
Parker or Knox. Or Floyd. Her maiden name, Floyd. F-L-O-Y-D.
Okay.
I put Floyd.
And you said you needed to file a new claim?
Yes, ma'am. I was laid off December the 9th. I go back January the 9th.
Okay. So to file a new claim, you said your first name is A-I-S-H-A?
Correct.
And your last name, K-N-O-X?
Correct.
All right, and your date of birth, you said, was August 17th, 1978?
Correct.
And your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
How many years of college?
2 years.
And your mother's maiden name?
Floyd.
Floyd is the last name she was born with?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Like, the last name before she got married was Floyd, then Parker.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Okay, so Floyd?
Mm-hmm. Let's go with Floyd.
And for your driver's license, is that for the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And can I get your driver's license number one more time?
6603877.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking Wells Fargo.
All right, and is that going to be for a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right, and your routing number?
06-2000-080.
All right, so that was 06-2-00-0080.
Correct.
And your account number?
200-84-71-83-7.
Okay, that was 200-84-71-837.
Correct.
And what is your mailing address?
Okay, so my mailing address is 1621 Cafferberry Way, Birmingham, Alabama 35214. But my mail go to my P.O. box. So do I give you my mailing address and then my P.O. box? Like, how I do it?
So your mail goes to your P.O. box?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your residence address is 1621 Castleberry Way?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said that was in Birmingham and
Alabama, 35214.
35214. And Castleberry is Castleberry?
Correct.
All right. And what is your P.O. box?
P.O. box 310592, Birmingham, Alabama 35231.
Okay, so that was P.O. box 310592 in Birmingham, and that's 35231.
Correct.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's a good phone number you can be reached at?
205-532-3017.
That was 205-532-3017.
Correct.
All right, and it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following street addresses in Bessemer have you ever lived at or been associated with?
Mm-hmm.
There's Bradford Lane, Dietrich Street, Jolly Road, Little Drive. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
Little Drive.
And the next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's County Road 937. Dagen Drive, Cotton Ridge Road, Airview Street, or I've never been associated with
Airview
any of these
Street.
Addresses. Airview?
Yes, ma'am.
And the next question is, which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? There's Nanooks, Panthers, Raiders, Tigers, or none of the above?
I mean, Nanners, Raiders, Tigers. I did lost, and so none of the above.
All right, and did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what is the last day that you worked?
December the 9th.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm a supervisor for a business.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for it, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ten.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
17.
You said 10?
16. What the lowest? You said the lowest 10. Wait a minute. The lowest hourly wage I would accept. 12.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what was that date?
January 9th.
All right, January 9th. And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
And what is your job title or job description?
Supervisor over the den, or at the den.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Say it again.
Are you seeking
Are
work in your current occupation?
you thinking? Yes. Am I thinking right? Yes.
And what's the name of your
Wait a minute,
sub?
wait a minute. What they mean? What they mean? Like, do I want to work in that same occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. And what's the name of your separating employer?
Sodexo.
Sodexo.
Sodexo. Sodexo.
All right, and what's a good phone number you can be reached at, or they can be reached at? I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Let me get the number, girl.
Okay.
That's the only Put the number on Okay, I'm just gonna give you my manager number. Hello, I'm giving my manager number. Two oh five, 234-4104.
All right, that was 205-234-4104.
Let me look and make sure. 205-234-4104, correct.
All right, and what was your employment start date?
August 29th.
All right, August 29th of 2022.
2022.
And the last day you worked, you said it was December 9th.
Correct.
And what city was the work performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, you said Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
They may give me holiday pay. No vacation or sick, but they may give me holiday pay for Christmas.
All right. But you don't know for sure?
They gave me Thanksgiving pay, so more than likely they give me holiday pay for Christmas.
Do you know
Because I
how
don't
many
want to say
hours?
no. It's 8 hours.
And what would the hourly rate be?
16.61.
And that would be for Christmas.
So I had 39, 41, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. I probably have about 45, 47 hours for these. Okay.
And have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your separating employer?
Separated. Separate employer. No, this is my only job. Yeah. No, I don't have no separate employer.
So, but this is the last company that you've worked for?
Yes. I worked at Walmart then, you know, I got that job at Sodexo in August, so no other employment. Sodexo is my only job.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Laid off.
So, unit lack of work?
Closed. Yeah, lack of work because the unit closed.
And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yep.
All right. I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So your temporary PIN is 0178.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday, and you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
The 205-458-2282, I call next Sunday or this Sunday?
The next Sunday, which is the
next
18th.
Sunday. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me make sure. I go on alabamaworks.com to, you know, to show that I'm looking for employment. Okay. Alabamaworks.com, is that correct?
Alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov. Okay, and my PIN number 0178, my temporary.
Yes, 0178.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. You were so helpful.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, and I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.